Thank you very much, Mr. President. Thank you very much, first of all, just to our Austrian colleague for drawing the attention that my our EU statement has not been delivered in full. Simply, I was in confusion that the microphone was down. Therefore, I stopped the statement in a moment. We should continue. With your permission, is it possible, Mr. President? I would finish the statement right now, when I've just stopped. Is it okay with you?
Yes.
Thank you. The EU would like to reiterate our continued support for previous multilateral action taken by the UN in an effort to combat the harmful effects of IEDs. The EU remains in full support of the relevant United Nations General Assembly resolutions aided at the creation of universal awareness of the extensive consequences of the threat of the IEDs and the ever-growing awareness of extensive importance of a comprehensive global approach to combat the threat. We also recall that the UN Mine Action Service has been established a coordinating task force on a whole of the system approach to IEDs pursuant to Action 18 of the implementation of the implementation plan of the 2018 UN Security General Agenda for Disarmament. We welcome the participation of representatives of the security, political, humanitarian development and counter-terrorist entities, which facilitate a common understanding of the threat and improved consistency in the use of relevant terminology. Furthermore, we would like to draw attention to the importance of adequate mechanism for reporting and information sharing system between the states, international organizations, and the private sector to effectively prevent the manufacture and use of IEDs. The EU believes that it's crucial to involve the engaged private sector bodies in the effort to limit the flow of prosecutors' materials and authorized end users. The EU has already undertaken several concrete actions in that regard, in accordance to the European Agenda on Security, and more specifically, in the EU Action Plan Against Illicit Trafficking and Use of Firearms and Explosives. The overall purpose of the EU-wide harmonized rules and closer cooperation between EU institutions, the EU member states and other relevant stakeholders, as an industry and Europol, is to reduce the risk of the chemical substances and used for the illicit manufacture of explosives. New EU Regulation 2019-1148 on the marketing of use of explosive precursors has been in effect since the 1st February 2021 and includes several measures to strengthen the EU existing rules. Firstly, it has expanded the scope of adding new substances to the list of restrictions explosive precursors. Secondly, it introduces more comprehensive procedures and criteria for issuing licensing. Lastly, the new regulation makes it clear that the new restrictions apply for the online sales as well. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, we wish to recall that many high contracting parties, including the EU member states and the European Union, have expressed their continued concerns about the humanitarian impacts as well as the heavy consequences on social economical developments caused by indiscriminate and disproportionate use of the mine other than anti-personnel mines MOTAPAM. While acknowledging that MOTAPAM is the legitimate weapons, parties to the conventions are obliged to ensure that these weapons are used in accordance with the international humanitarian law and that all feasible precautions are taken to protect civilians from the effects of these weapons. The EU believes that further discussion is needed within the CCW framework on how to ensure greater compliance with the amended Protocol 2. For this reason, the EU supports the adding of the MOTAPAM to the agenda of the CCW annual conference and continues to believe that the further experts' discussion on this issue would be of the overall benefit for all of us. Thank you very much. Well, once again, Mr. President, forgive me for the confusion during my statement once delivered. Thank you very much.